Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As computing speeds continue to increase substantially, the technology behind data transmission is struggling to keep up. Alan Wilner, professor of electrical engineering at the University of Southern California, explains a development that is putting a new twist on data transmission.
People send more and more data every day, and much of this data is transmitted using light. In the 1990s, scientists discovered that light can have a property known as orbital angular momentum. A beam of light that carries digital data can twist in a helix as it moves through space. The fascinating thing is that there can be many different rates of twisting for a beam. This property allows us to combine many data-carrying beams of differently twisted light. These beams actually occupy the same space, but can efficiently be separated at a receiver. By doing so, we can increase the data capacity that is occupying the same space. Recently, we transmitted data over open space in a lab at a rate of 2.5 terabits per second using multiple beams that were each twisted into a different helix. Each beam acted as an independent data stream, much like separate channels on your radio. To put that in layman's terms, the broadband cable that you probably use to check your email supports about 30 megabits per second. The data rate of our twisted light system was 85,000 times higher than that. While we didn't invent the twisting of light, we took the concept and ramped it up to the terabit per second level.
That was Alan Wilner of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.